Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Happy Groundhog's Day. I always have to chuckle at Groundhog's Day. Never meant a thing to me, really, until I worked for Derry Brownfield. And it was his favorite holiday, and he thought it should have been a national holiday. And so one year I gave him a little stuffed groundhog I got at the Hallmark store and little stuffed animal, and he thought that was pretty cute. So I've got a couple of groundhog poems and a little something to say about that, and then we're going to get on with business at hand. So I'm a little groundhog, fat and brown. I live in my den under the ground. If I see my shadow, then I know we'll have 6 more weeks of snow. Sleepy little groundhog, we have long been told, you will leave your cozy den to come out in the cold. If you see your shadow, winter time will stay. If the sky is cloudy, though, then spring is on its way. Well, I have an article here that says, yes, he did see his shadow. And, yes, we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. But since the groundhog's first prediction back in 1887, Phil has seen his shadow 102 times and not seen it on just 17 occasions. There are 9 missing years in the record, but Phil has issued a forecast without exception. Phil's official website says he has, of course, issued a correct forecast 100% of the time, but NOAA's National Climate Data Center says Phil's forecasts have no predictive skill. In recent years, AccuWeather finds the rodent has an 80% accuracy rate. So, Derry used to say he wasn't going to listen to the groundhog in PA because he didn't know anything about weather here. And it is cold outside, but the sun is shining, so I'm sure any of our groundhogs probably saw their shadows. And 6 more weeks of winter we shall have. Kind of do that anyway, don't we? I want to talk about irresponsible. I've got several stories today I want to share, but as we get into the show, I want to talk about and want you to think about irresponsible. Some characteristics of personality. Being irresponsible is not a great personality trait, and many who hold this characteristic seem to have difficulty holding, keeping jobs, are easier brought into drug or substance or any kind of other abuse or addictions. Denial of what you face in life. I've been watching this mess unfold for a while now, talking about the political arena, and it is simply beyond my complete understanding. Democrat progressives, liberals, promoting and embracing oligarchy, seem to have lots of character issues. And as I was thinking about the word irresponsible, the old song came to my mind, call me irresponsible, call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad at you. Okay, I changed one little word there. But watching the theatrics, as I explained yesterday, and last night, more rioting, though they weren't protests, at Berkeley, destroying property. Nobody gets arrested, it didn't seem like. I haven't heard of the arrests yet. Don't want to cause more trouble or make them angry. And what kind of logic is that? Peaceful protesting is a right of the people, but not when you destroy property, put lives in danger, obstruct traffic, so to detain emergency situations. That behavior is not peaceful and is not a guaranteed right. The rule of law obviously doesn't seem to apply to the left. Democrats are on a tear. Now, what does that mean? You know, that's an old saying, on a tear. Well, a tear, rend, rip mean to pull apart. To tear is to split the fibers of something by pulling it apart, usually so as to leave ragged or irregular edges. to tear open a letter. To rend implies force of violence in tearing apart or in pieces. To rend one's clothes in grief. The Democrats are on a tear. To tear apart this nation. And they're leaving rigid edges. Ragged edges. They aren't interviewing the Trump administration candidates. They are ripping them into they are ripping into them with questions and insinuations that go beyond reasonable or sensible of any kind. Even Senator Orrin Hatch is ashamed and disgusted by, he calls it, the crap these Democrats are doing, as they are led by Senator Chuck Schumer. The untruthful media, the paid-for protesting, the not showing up for work, the inability to take responsibility for actions, embracing foreigners over citizens, that seems to be the way of the left. And it is a character flaw, not capable of true leadership. The left are the loudest right now. Their theatrics and their violence is sweeping the nation. But we the people, I do believe, and I know I sound like a broken record to you, are the only ones, we the people are the only ones who can put an end to it. I know there are many registered Democrats who are not happy with this charade. And I looked up charade. I was just kind of on a research mode today. An absurd pretense intended to create a pleasant or respectable appearance. This charade that the Democrats are putting on, they think makes them look honorable. But it makes them look foolish. These antics are not about unity of a nation, but about the complete inability of a party to get along with a nation. Unable to accept they are no longer the majority in Congress, not willing to look within as to why they lost so much in the last 8 years. Senators, representatives, governors, over 1,000 seats altogether on the federal and state levels. That's a tremendous loss. But instead of self-evaluations or the party evaluation, they keep punching at what they perceive to be an enemy. And that is you and me, we the people. They're punching at Trump, but it's you, the American people, that elected him. So yes, we are the enemy of the state. We are the only ones who can put these goofy ones straight. And it doesn't matter if you voted for Trump or not, or if you voted for another. This is the hand we are now holding. We the people must make the most of it. We can't continue to just fight it violently, protest it away. This is where we are. Liberty can only exist with the vigilance of we the people through patriots. Keep watch. Hold your ground. Hold those crying Democrats and the Republicans responsible. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are a team. I don't think I remember ever seeing two work together as these two have. It's like they're partners in a business. Taking care of the business promises they made on the campaign trail truly seems to be first and foremost with them. I want to stop there as we're going into a break, and I'll finish up with my thoughts as we come back in, and we have several things we need to talk about today. Your calls will be welcome. Wait till the bottom of the hour, if you would. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. My satellite provider was the last to support the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. Come late spring 2017, the change will be instituted to XDS receivers. This is not a choice. This is a must, a do-or-die situation for CSC Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio is fighting for rural America. Nationally syndicated means CSC Talk Radio is heard on stations across this nation. $40,000 is needed for satellite receivers. An additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade and make compatible my studio equipment. It has been my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. I need your support, and I need your rescue now to keep CSC Talk Radio on the air. Please donate GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. Keep CSC Talk Radio alive, and let's continue to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm calling all this mess. They're irresponsible. Just like the song, only it's not because they love you. It's because they hate you. As I was going into the break, I was finishing up talking about, I don't think I've ever seen a president and a vice president work so closely together as we are seeing right now with Donald Trump and Mike Pence. It's like they're taking care of business, promises that were made on the campaign trail, and it truly seems to be first and foremost with them. This is angering and it's scaring the socialists, communists, who have had such a hold on our nation for such a long time. Remember, the Communist Party endorsed Hillary Clinton and usually does side with the Democrat Party, which they like to call themselves now Democrat Socialists. As Trump has stated, the nation is in a mess. We've known that for a very long time, you and I have. When was the last time, not counting election campaigns now, that you actually heard an elected official admit this? I cannot remember one. What can you do to control the out-of-control Democrats, the rhino Republicans, and the lying, biased media? How can we, the people, truly bring America home if we, the people, aren't willing to be active, take charge, do our job and show up to work and hold these elected officials accountable. We complain a lot. We drink our coffee, sit around the kitchen table or wherever. But do we get anything done? And it is really up to us. Well, Orrin Hatch, you know, it's all in what article you find. Orrin Hatch is really upset with the Democrats and what they're doing, which is kind of surprising. So I will give him that. And he's speaking against them, and he said yesterday, they didn't show up the second day. Take the vote. Just do it. But then I look at another article, and its title, of course, he's all for what they're doing. Says the Democrats show some spunk. I don't think they're showing spunk. But he and I probably aren't going to agree on lots of things. I don't think they're showing spunk. I think they're actually showing cowardice. Not showing up to work. If they really had something in particular against these people, besides the fact that they're rich, besides the fact that they've been successful in business, if they really had something against them, they'd show up. But all they're doing is trying to stifle and stall. Many of them, including, which are not there right now, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, were all about this judge that's being nominated years ago when he was a federal judge in another, where he is now. He got a unanimous vote. And now these same ones are pledging, promising, to filibuster against him, a man that got unanimous vote, including Democrat and Republicans. But because he's a Donald Trump appointee, and because they're still mad at what the Republicans did with Barack Obama's appointee, they're going to filibuster and cause as much trouble as possible. That is waste of time. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars. Is it not just about the same thing as shutting the government down? Well, not really, but are their jobs so unimportant that they don't need to show up? You don't like something the boss is doing or a meeting that's going on that day and you don't show up? If it's a mandatory meeting, what happens to you? You lose your job, especially if you do it 2 days in a row. You lose your job if you don't bring in a sick note from a doctor or something. This is how much they disrespect the American people. I don't know how to look at it any other way. It's not honorable. It's not showing spunk. It's showing foolishness, irresponsibility, and hate toward the American people, and disrespect for their own positions. It's not showing spunk. Showing spunk is showing up and trying to do the right thing. Well, I saw this little article, and it doesn't say a whole lot, and I wanted to share it with you today because I think it's pretty telling. The UN chief... Got that? Says the Trump travel ban should be removed sooner rather than later. This is Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and he said this on Wednesday, yesterday, that the U.S. President Donald Trump's travel restrictions on seven countries and freeze on refugees' resettlement should be lifted sooner rather than later. This is not the way to best protect the U.S. or any other country in relation to the serious concerns that exist about possible terrorist infiltration. I don't think this is the effective way to do so. I think that these measures should be removed sooner rather than later. Now, why would he think that that's not the proper way to protect the United States of America? I really don't have much respect for him, and I really don't have much respect for his opinion on how to protect the United States of America. How well has he protected anywhere else? Paris is a mess. Well, this came out, and I saw it on a tweet, and I tweeted back, you know what? I'm all for the United States of America defunding the UN. I guess we can't just vote to defund, but we can quit funding it, and we're the biggest contributors, money-wise, and they have absolutely no respect for the United States of America. Well, Trump's got a plan, it seems to be, to reduce the UN spending, and this particular writer says it's a step in the right direction, and this is written by Brett D. Schaefer. And this is a National Interest, it's a nationalinterest.org article. Says last week, the New York Times reported that Donald Trump administration was considering two executive orders to drastically reduce the United States' role in the United Nations and other international organizations. A draft titled Auditing and Reducing U.S. Funding of International Organizations. Well, won't that just put everybody in another tear, won't it? This is something we've been wanting for a long time, and there are some senators that have talked about reducing the amount of money and support that we give the United Nations, especially with how they continually attack the U.S. So what would your opinion be on this? I know we want to get out of the U.N. Many of us have said that. We see the UN flag on campuses, and some campuses, they're flying higher than the United States flag. Wrong. It's time to put America first. Now, I know there are some elected officials that just don't understand that. Lindsey Graham being a Republican, I don't understand what that means. Well, let me tell you, Lindsey, it's pretty simple. Every decision that you make legislatively needs to ask the question first, is this better for America or not? How will this benefit America, not line your pocket, not help someone else instead? That's putting America first, watching and guarding our borders. But we've got cartels shooting at our federal agents on the border. Usually when you have an invasion, that's considered war. But we've ignored it. I don't think the current administration is going to ignore much of this. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. How can we, the people, set things straight? And what do you think about getting defunding, reducing the amount of money and time we spend with the United Nations? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phones. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. It's me again.
It's you again?
I'm calling quite a bit.
It's good to hear from you.
As far as the United Nations go, I say take the money from them, tell them their lease is up, move out. And as far as our border posts, I think we ought to use our troops along the border.
Well, I was talking, I was wondering about that, too. I was talking with the producer over the commercial break, and I was wondering, what about the National Guard? What about the state's responsibility on those borders?
Exactly.
You know, the state has some responsibility, too. Yes, we should be taking better care of the borders. You know, that they're, the fact that they're down there shooting at our guys, you know, that's kind of an act of war. We do nothing about it. And it's been going on for a long time. It just didn't just now happen 2 weeks ago. It's been going on for a long time.
I'll bet money on it. Arizona would have no problem with putting their troops along the border for the National Guard.
Oh, I know they wouldn't. I know they wouldn't. Well, Senator McCain would have a problem with it.
Well,
he had a problem with it before.
Anyway.
So, and I'm not sure how their current governor is. I know the governor they had before, she was really trying hard, and they went after her. Because, in fact, the state border laws and that they came up with, they were actually echoing the federal laws. And they acted like she was just doing something horrible. It was irresponsible.
I'll have to say this. I remember when I told my son that he needed to do something, and he went, huh.
Oh.
And this is what these Democrats need to do. I told my son, I said, take your finger and you put it in your ear. And I'm going to say it one more time, but when I'm done talking, put the other finger in the other ear. That way it stays in there and bounces around a while.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, Ray, I appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. Yeah. I agree. I think we need to I think we need to back off on the UN. Now, they've got their little building, and I use the word little in jest. They're in New York. So we house them. We pretty much are the main funders. And I think it's time that we started demanding a little bit more respect from them, or just take the money away. I'm okay with that. Just take the money away. Well, Hillary Clinton, she's not done yet. She's coming out of her hiding, and she's going to do more speaking engagements, and she is writing a book. So many quotes, so many things that have inspired her. And one of the things that I don't know if she's writing in her book, but in she has blamed President Obama for her loss. Well, I'm not sure why she blames him, but she does. She blamed Comey. She's blamed everyone except for perhaps she made some poor decisions, that campaign managers made poor decisions, and that she was following a policy that was unpopular with the United States people. Following Barack Obama's policies. Now, if that's why she lost, it's really not his fault. She has to take responsibility. And as I was opening the show and I was talking about being irresponsible, not being able to self-analyze. You know, I have to do that every day, and sometimes I flunk. You have to be able to look at yourself and analyze what's going on. And if you can't do that, if you have to sit there and you got, well, it's got to be somebody else's fault, you're never going to gain any ground. You have to be responsible for your own actions. There could be lots of things that led to her loss. But bottom line is, there was some poor decisions made. Bottom line is, the American people were fed up with it. Just absolutely fed up with it. But the Democrats aren't learning very quickly, and the ones that hate Donald Trump, they're not learning very quickly either. They refuse to look at the people. We the people, those of you who elected Donald Trump, who have elected the Republicans, whether in the Senate or in the House, they refuse to look at that. They just keep screaming at Donald Trump. You realize that he's taken the hits that are meant for you and me. You realize that, right? Well, Bill Crystal, he says Trump's first 10 days have been pretty bad and undisciplined. He's the editor at large for the Weekly Standard and ABC News. He's a contributor there. And he said yesterday that Donald Trump's first 10 days in office have been pretty bad and undisciplined, but that his Supreme Court pick was a good one. He's at least given him that. He says, I mean, he just got to get beyond this and be serious about governing. I think he's talking about him constantly going after the media. The media needs to be called out because they are not journalists. They are biased. They are lying. Or they give half-truths, like we said yesterday. All to manipulate what you, who hear them, might think. Most Americans aren't quite that gullible. I want to believe that. Or we all reach a point in our lives where we have that wake-up call. I had that point in my life. I was never a liberal. But I remember when I had the wake-up call, and it was during Waco. To see what measures the federal government was willing to go to have their way. So he's going to say that Trump's doing a bad job, but he did go okay with that Supreme Court pick. Of course, the Democrats, they're already promising to filibuster that. Let's see if they really carry that out. Again, I believe if you would bombard them with phone calls, whoever your representative or senator is, you can make a difference. Tell them to knock it off and show up to work. Here's the number. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Well, I saw another message that came out on Donald Trump. And he was saying, I saw it on Facebook, and now here's the article, and the article's coming from Newsmax, and it was written by an Eric Mack. Trump loses his cool with Australian Prime Minister. Says President Donald Trump called the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull last Saturday, went sour over a previous refugee agreement, and was ended by Trump after 25 minutes, according to the report of the Washington Post. This is the worst deal ever, Donald Trump said in response to Turnbull's request for the U.S. to honor a pledge to take 1,250 refugees from Australia's detention center. Now, this was an agreement made by President Barack Obama, and Donald Trump is shaking his head and saying this is a stupid deal. Says the call came from the Oval Office around 5 p.m. Saturday with Chief Strategist Stephen K. Bannon, National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer also present. Per the report, it came one day after President Trump's hardline executive order on immigration. We're going into a break. I think this is very interesting. These are the things that have been going on that you and I cannot see. You and I knew nothing about this deal made by the previous administration. Crazy, isn't it? Lindsey Graham, put America first, and we will be right back. My satellite provider was the last to support the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. Come late spring 2017, the change will be instituted to XDS receivers. This is not a choice. This is a must. A do or die situation for CSC Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio is fighting for rural America. Nationally syndicated means CSC Talk Radio is heard on stations across this nation. $40,000 is needed for satellite receivers. An additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade and make compatible my studio equipment. It has been my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. I need your support, and I need your rescue now to keep CSC Talk Radio on the air. Please donate GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. Keep CSC Talk Radio alive, and let's continue to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. The number to call, if you want to do it quickly, is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I was talking about Trump losing his cool, they say, with the Australian Prime Minister over a deal that was struck prior to him to take in 1,250 refugees from their detention center. Said that these conversations were conducted candidly, frankly, and privately, and Turnbull told a Thursday news conference in Australia per the Post, if you see reports of them, I'm not going to add to them. Trump reportedly told Turnbull this was the worst call for far. This is the worst call by far, after saying he spoke with four other world leaders that Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Shinzo Abe of Japan, Angela Merkel of Germany, and Francois Hollande of France. Speaking with Turnbull, Trump did not want to be held to a deal signed by the Obama administration, although he added it was my intention to honor it, according to the Post. I don't want these people, Trump reportedly said, complaining he was going to get killed for sticking to his agreement after last Friday's executive order on immigration. He tweeted Wednesday night, do you believe it? The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal and get back to you. You know, it's these things are going on behind the scenes. We can't possibly know about all of them. It makes no sense to do that. I don't know why they were doing it. But it's nice to know that we've got some people now that are studying the contracts, the deals, the things that were promised, and reevaluating. It has to be done. We have to reevaluate not just what, of course, he was the president for the last 8 years, not just President Barack Obama. We have some bad deals from other administrations as well, Republican and Democrat. not putting America first. And that's obvious since we have Senator Lindsey Graham coming out. I don't know what that means. I haven't got a clue what that means. Seems pretty simple to me. You put America first. If your deal isn't going to do something good for America, you don't want to give everybody else a bad deal. It needs to be a deal that benefits both sides. How was taking in these refugees from their detention centers going to benefit the United States? I don't know what the contract says. I don't know what the deal says. But it doesn't sound to me like we were putting America first. It just sounds to me like we were just getting along. Well, Trump says to Mexico, take care of the bad hombres or the U.S. might do it. President Donald Trump threatened in a phone call with his Mexican counterpart to send U.S. troops to stop bad hombres down there unless the Mexican military does more to control them. Now, remember, I was talking about their shooting at our federal agents down there on the border. Trump is getting tested right and left right now. Iran testing their missiles that they said they weren't going to do. Mexico shooting at our federal agents. I think they've been doing that a long time. I don't think that's just now. Well, I had an article that claims there's a new sheriff in town. That's from Dr. Gorky. That is part of the administration there for Donald Trump. They put Iran on notice. And he's putting Mexico on notice. And he's talking to other leaders, trying to find out what can we do to right the bad deals, to try and make them congenial for both sides. He's got a tremendous, tremendous job ahead of him. And as I said earlier in the show, this is the first time I think I've ever seen a vice president and the president work so closely together. We have Roger from New Mexico. Boy, you almost called too late. Roger, how are you today?
Well, I try to be quick. I'm just fine. You're as delightful as usual, Beth Ann.
Thank you,
but
sir.
I wanted to comment that Trump is doing what American citizens wanted to do. We're shaking up the two-party system big time.
And we need to.
Okay.
Both parties.
Yeah, we do. There's no difference between a two-party system and a one-party system. They're both the same. The system gets 100% of the vote. So they're both corruptible. So anyway, let me go into what the real subject should be. In war, the art of war, deception is the basis of all warfare. Here's what Trump needs to do about the Mexican wall. You propose to build a double wall, two rows of concrete barriers, and you fill in between them with radioactive waste. Ain't nobody going to cross and live to tell about
Ooh.
It. Guess what will happen? The drug
Ouch.
Cartels will pay to build a wall, a single wall. They don't want no double wall.
They're not going to want to be crawling over that wall.
Or under it. Nobody will cross and live to tell about it.
Well, I bet
anyway,
that's
I'll let you go.
All right, Roger. I bet that's an original idea. Wow. Well, we're seeing an awful lot across this nation, and people are getting fed up with it. You know, Roger lives right down there. If you understood what the people that actually live on the borders see on the southern border, what happens on their properties, what's going on in their communities, you might think a little differently. You know, it's real easy for Hollywood elite, the rich and the famous, to tell the rest of us how we should live and feel. They own numerous homes. I don't see them offering any of those homes to the refugees. Bringing them into their communities, no. We the people We're the only ones who can make a difference. Whether we did the right thing or the wrong thing, time will tell when we elected Donald Trump. But we better stand behind him. And we need to hold him accountable. Because it truly, truly is up to you and I. Up to you and me. It really is about we the people. When it stops being about we the people, we have the oligarchy we've been talking about. We can't blame them. We have to blame ourselves and be responsible. Just like I said about them being irresponsible. We have to be responsible. We can't blame everyone else. We can watch what they're doing and say it was right or wrong. But when we elect bad people, irresponsible people, we're the ones to blame. And if we let them continue in their bad ways, it's us that need to take the blame. We're the ones that need to stand back, look and analyze and say, you know, what can I do tomorrow to put America first and bring America home?
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.